Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to actually be able to see people. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. Welcome to First Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, please know that you are welcome here. We have a number of announcements this morning. I am going to start with our clerk, Janet St. Sheen.
Official notice. This is on?
That should be, yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Yes, it's on.
No.
Come up here then, because it's very official, Janet. This is very official. Pay very close attention.
Two, members of First Congregational Church. Subject, First Congregational Church Annual Meeting. In accordance with the bylaws of the First Congregational Church, Westfield, Massachusetts, Article 8, Section 2, the annual meeting of the church shall take place during the month of February upon a date designated by the church council. This year's annual meeting will take place on Sunday, February 11th, 2024, with a snow date of Sunday, February 18th. The meeting will take place following worship service. The reports of all officers, committees, and affiliated organizations shall be made in writing and accepted at this meeting. Officers of the church and committees shall be elected at this meeting. Nominating committee shall prepare a ballot, nominating one person for each position to be filled at annual meeting of the church. The right of a member to make nominations from the floor shall always be recognized. This ballot shall be accepted by the church at this meeting. At the annual meeting of the church, the members of the church will vote on the budget as a single intact entity. Signed, Janet St. Jean, clerk.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Mrs. Lyon. I know, I'm being very formal today. Mrs. Lyon.
Today is Sunday, and it's actually a sun day.
Yeah.
That's been a while since we've had a sunny Sunday. Wednesday is Valentine's Day, and it's also Christian Fellowship Meeting Day. We're going to have a light lunch in Fellowship Hall.
A week from Wednesday.
The 14th.
The 14th. We have
today's
two.
Okay.
Today's only the
Oh,
month.
I got another week.
Yeah, you got
On the 14th, on Valentine's Day.
Today's
okay. We're going to have a light lunch and some music and a fun game to play. So hope you're all there. You don't need to sign up. Just come and then enjoy the fellowship.
Thank you.
That's at noon.
At noon on Wednesday, February 14th. Happy anniversary. You have all survived 2 years of Paul Nesbitt as your pastor. Congratulations to all of you. Hey, over the weekend, we had over 300 people inside First Congregational Church for the Historical Commission's ghost tours. And that included at least 5 people from First Congregational Church, Cindy and Rick Gaylord, Steve and Christina Pierce, and myself, all were able to participate in that. Am I forgetting anyone, Cindy, from First? So thank you, Janet St. Jean played. That's right, I know, thank you. Because I always forget, whenever I say a name, I forget somebody. So thank you all very much. I bring that up because a number of people spoke to me afterwards and said, we've never been inside here. And as I begin year number 3, my big push continues to be open the doors and let people see what we are and what we're doing so that people will want to come and join us and be with us. And that's part of what we did over the weekend. So thank you very, very much. The soup lunch is again tomorrow. We could use 2 volunteers for that. So two volunteers. Also, our Lenten lunches are making a comeback after the pandemic. You can sign up for those as a board out in the hallway here on your way to coffee hour. Oh, by the way, everyone's invited to coffee hour. Please join us at the conclusion of the service in our fellowship hall. Simply follow the crowd. They will get you there. Our young people are on retreat. We continue to remember them and their leaders in prayer. This Saturday in Southwick is a soup sale for Super Bowl weekend. So we're having a super sale. Anyway. That will be on Saturday from 8:30 until 1 p.m. So on Saturday out in Southwick. For Lent this year, we'll host a Bible study. And our Bible study theme this year is Women in the Bible. So we're going to have that. It will be on Thursdays. And you have two opportunities to join us. We'll be here at 2:30 and out in Southwick at 7. And that starts February 15th. If you miss a session, it's okay. If you miss something, it's okay. We are working on a Zoom link so that people can join us that way as well. We'll see if we can do all that. So that is coming. We have a movie event for our families that will be on February 17th. And I think I nailed everything here. This paper over here says that I am Reverend Dr. Emerson Davis. Not that anymore. All right. Also, our historical room is opened. And it looks beautiful. Cindy Gaylord, God love her, has worked very, very hard. And if Cindy has worked hard, let me tell you, Rick Gaylord has also worked very hard. So thank you for that. So stop in if you have a moment. Take a look in there, and you can see, I think some of the posters are still, we brought them back from last night. Those will be available as well. Are there any other announcements? Hearing none, let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship found in your worship guide. Welcome. Open your hearts to God's love this day.
Praise be to God who has called us here.
Let the words wash over you and offer you healing and hope.
Praise be to God who continually blesses us.
Place your hope and trust in God.
With joyful hearts, we come to worship and praise God who continually blesses and provides for us.
Please join me in the opening hymn, O Splendor of God's Glory Bright, in your blue hymnal, number 105.
Thank you.
What do we hold and treasure most?
Is it the promises of God?
What captivates our attention?
Is it the grace of God?
God of mercy and grace, we are vulnerable people who sometimes ignore the vulnerable. We are broken people who don't always pay attention to the world's brokenness. Heal us, O God, to make us better healers. Mend our wrists that we might be better builders. Cleanse our hearts so we can clear out the damage of hurt and oppression. We are yours, loving God. Help us to live and to know this better. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Have you known? Have you heard? Our God lifts us up on eagle's wings, strengthening us so that we won't be weary. The burden of sin is but a far and distant memory. For through Christ, our sins, all of them, are forgiven. God is great in strength, mighty in power, and full of endless love for us all. Amen. You may be seated. We're missing a lot of our young people today. Many of our older kids are on the retreat, so they won't be with us. We do have some of our young people here today, and it'll be a small but mighty group. What will happen is that today you're going to continue on your version of Journey. I think last week you spoke about also the parting of the Red Sea. That was on your docket last week. And I know that you have something very special for us coming up. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Because it's going to be something that we'll all get to be part of on February 25th. So that'll just whet your appetite. Before you go off, please pray with me. Good and gracious God, send your Spirit upon our young people as they continue to learn your word. Be with them and the adults who guide them. Amen. And at this time, anyone who is going off to church school can go to church school. Especially if you are wearing a bow tie and suspenders. Looking dapper, I might add. When I was principal, they used to send me little kids like that and tell me that they were bad. I was like, how? We turn our attention to the Word of God.
Our first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out over the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth. When he blows upon them, and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom, then, will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their hosts and numbers them, calling them all by name. Because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in the responsorial psalm. Praise the Lord, how good is it to sing praises to our God, for he is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting.
The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names.
Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure.
The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. He casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre.
God covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, makes grass grow in the hills.
God gives to the animals their food, and to the young ravens when they cry.
His delight is not the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the speed of the runner. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Christian community in Corinth. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a wage, but if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my wage? Just this: that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might gain all the more. To the Jews I became a Jew in order to gain Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might gain those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am not outside God's law, but am within Christ's law, so that I might gain those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might gain the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I might become a partner in it. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading this morning is a continuation of Mark's gospel in chapter 1. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed by demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said, "Everyone is searching for him." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout all Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The word of God for the people of God. I was going to try to come down there. You'll understand in a moment. It works out better if I stay here today. A reading from A.A. Milne. "Today was a difficult day," said Pooh. There was a pause. "Do you want to talk about it?" asked Piglet. "No," said Pooh after a bit. "No, I don't think I do." "That's okay," said Piglet, and he came and sat beside his friend. "What are you doing?" asked Pooh. "Nothing really," said Piglet. "I only know what difficult days are like. I quite often don't feel like talking about it on my difficult days either." "But goodness," continued Piglet, "difficult days are so much easier when you know you have someone there for you. And I'll always be there for you, Pooh." And as Pooh sat there, working through in his head his difficult day, while the solid, reliable Piglet sat next to him quietly, swinging his little legs, he thought that his best friend had never been more right. Hang on to that. Going to come back. As we follow the Gospel of Mark, we find Jesus went right to work ministering to and healing people in his area. No explanations, nothing going on, just the facts, man. Here we go. We're going to move, we're going to minister. Remember, that gospel is short. They left any superfluous things out, and they just concentrated on the message and what people needed to hear. Because remember, that first audience were the persecuted Christians in Rome. They were in jail, and their time was short. Here we read, though, that Jesus is in the region of Galilee, in the northern portion of Israel, near his hometown of Nazareth. People in the area would have been familiar with Jesus. They would have known his family and how he had most likely learned the trade of carpenter and builder. Imagine their surprise when he was baptized by John, started to attract crowds and healed people. Well, we know that he healed Simon's mother-in-law of her fever. He released demons and healed various people's diseases. We are given no introduction of what's going on when we're thrown in the midst of Jesus' ministry. It's again fitting for Mark's gospel. It doesn't tell us if people thanked him, professed some sort of faith in him, or wanted to make him a king. But we do know that they hunted for him and found him alone and in prayer. Scenario one. Scenario two. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul talks about his ministry as well. He became all things to all people, not in the manner that he could simply boast, but learned the customs and the ways of people around him in order to minister to them. Paul's ultimate goal comes to us at the end of that reading, to do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I might become a partner in it. Let's take a look at the word partner. What are some of the things you think about when you hear the word partner? Well, I tend to go to a marriage or a law firm or a major corporation. To become a partner in any sort of business venture comes with a great deal of responsibility. Now, part of Paul's responsibility as a partner was to spread the gospel message. As Christians who come together in worship and profess a belief in Jesus Christ who was sent to redeem us, we too, all of us,
make sure you're paying attention to that.
All of us are called to be, not only to be spreading the good news of the gospel, but also we're all called to become healers. If we're going to be in that partnership, look, we have the healing, the ministry, and prayer. Partners, what are we going to do? Now, some of us are called to be physical healers. You could be a physician, a chiropractor, a therapist of some sort, a nurse practitioner, a physician assistant. There's a host of different things out there that people can be physical healers. But most of us are called to be spiritual or emotional healers. Let's go back to our opening scenario with Pooh and Piglet. Do we think that Piglet helped to emotionally heal Pooh? You get to respond here.
Yes.
Yes. Sometimes we are called to do just that. We can be present and supportive. Sometimes by just being there. Isn't it great when you have gone past the awkward point of a friend who just sits with you and you don't have to say anything? While you're sitting there, we can silently pray that they feel God's loving embrace in their time of need. We can ask God to send some healing to them. Or, we can simply sit and be. This is what we sometimes in the seminary jokingly refer to as the ministry of presence. And I know I've referred to it before in sermons, but I also know that as a pastor, I am often involved in the ministry of presence. Some church members wonder why I show up often at the church functions, or at least as many as I can humanly get to. It is the ministry of presence that takes place because the person who is the pastor, not because Paul Nesbitt's there, but because the pastor of the church is there. Other times, when visiting in a hospital or care facility, I'll sit by the bed of someone who is asleep or just doesn't feel like talking in that moment. I can wait and simply be present to them. All of us can do that, regardless of our position. As we sit on our own log, if you will, like Piglet, and let someone have a difficult day in our presence, without the need to fix it or explain it. That can be hard to do, can't it? Especially with a spouse or a parent or your children, when you're the fixer. We want to be like Paul. We want to be partners in the spread of the gospel. Sometimes by living it out, sometimes by healing, and sometimes through the ministry of presence. What Jesus teaches us in our gospel lesson today is that we cannot be partners, healers, or ministers without taking time for prayer. So, please, let all of us. I got caught in this thing again. All of us set even just a few minutes aside for prayer each day. Now, don't say you'll do it while you're driving, because it can lead to you getting lost, driving on automatic pilot, not getting you to where you want it to be, or getting into an accident. It can be a simple prayer. God, let me feel your presence in me today. Help me to be a better partner, a better healer, and a better listener for your ministry today. May God be with us all as partners, healers, and prayers. Amen. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of our joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide, and we pray for members and friends of our congregation, for Armand, for Olivia, Jonathan, Barbara, Ann, Jeff, Dave, Kathy, Shirley, Judy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Lindsay, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Robert, Linda. Remembering our friends in senior care facilities, for Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, Barry, and Leslie. And for those prayers and intentions and petitions that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. Let's take a moment to think of those right now. May God be with you. Please pray with me. O Holy One, we come to you in need of your leading and instruction. We so often become bogged down in the details of life, and we forget to see the bigger picture of life and its needs. We so often give ourselves to what we think is necessary and fail to see what is needful. Forgive us for our short-sightedness and save us from our spiritual myopia. We have been reminded today of how Jesus met needs all around him, but did not succumb to the tyranny of demands and clamoring voices. Help us to follow his example. Whereas we tend to think in terms of doing things primarily where we live, he thought of people elsewhere who had needs. Where we tend to take our signals from others, he took his direction from within. Whereas we tend to live life at a frenetic pace, he went out to the desert alone and prayed to find renewal. Whereas we tend to be provincial in the scope of our concerns, he thought of other communities who needed the good news. As we walk the Christian journey, we pray that you will provide us a greater vision. Interrupt our frenetic activity. Help us to find the creative spiritual pause which will make clearer our mission and refresh us for it. Help us to see all people as your people and to know that we have the responsibility to love them. Help us to have the courage to change the way we have gone about life and to make it both more rewarding and more fruitful. We ask your care for all the suffering of the world. Be with those who are living with the effects of natural disasters. Be with those who are living with the effects of war. Be with those who are hungry. Be with those who are homeless and provide them with comfort. Amen. I'm going to do something a little bit different. Over the last two nights, I sat out there. I'm going to invite you all to stand. Just stand up. Everybody stand. You have been sitting there for a half an hour. And you're going to fall asleep. Move around. Just move. Now you may be seated. Just, you had to get up for a second. I knew that from last night. God is all that is, and all we have, and all we are. And we give. We give gifts as we reach across the thresholds of our concerns. We give gifts, knowing that they will give so much more. And with this, our morning offering will be received. Thank you. We gather in worship to wait on your presence and to be filled with your power. Jesus healed with a touch and taught us that you are the source of the true healing that can make us whole. As we take time now in our worship to offer our gifts to you, we pray that they might be used to bring healing of body, of spirit, of broken relationships, of a healing of a planet that is groaning under our carelessness and greed, healing of a world community that is deeply divided by distrust and self-interest. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, and fills our praise. All are welcome at this table. Let all who seek, believe, or want to believe come to this table. May God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks to God Most High. It is right and true, beautiful and holy, that we should, in ceaseless joy, give our thanks and praise to you, holy and merciful God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so, in grateful procession of endless praise, with the church that is, was, and forever shall be, we glorify you, joining in this unending song. Glory to you indeed, Holy God. We pray that you let your Spirit come upon these gifts and make them holy. Make them our spiritual food and drink, as Jesus gave them to us at the sacred meal. In the midst of that meal, Jesus dispensed with the normal blessing, but took bread, broke it, gave it to those present, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." When it came time to share the cup, he took it, and instead of the regular blessing, he said, "Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." Through broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of salvation, we participate in the blood of Christ. Come, for all things are ready. Ministering to you in his name, I give you the bread.
Thank you.
ministering to you in his name, I give you the cup. Please join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving is found in your worship guide. Together we pray, we have been fed, Holy One, by your presence. We have been led, Eternal One, by your light. May we bask in this flow now and forevermore. Amen. All you meet. Amen.
Amen.